A pressure group is warning that children are being put at risk at Stoke Mandeville Hospital, despite the crimes committed there by Jimmy Savile and Dr. Michael Salmon being exposed. Mandate Now is speaking out ahead of the publication of two reports into abuse at the hospital, and is concerned child protection policy is still not up to scratch. Well, from Mandate Now, we've got Tom Perry. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, yeah.
So, what have you uncovered? What has Mandate Now found?
Well, the answer is very little change. Let me just give you the backdrop, if I may, very briefly.
Yeah, go on.
The statutory framework hasn't changed. The statutory framework on which child protection is apparently grounded hasn't changed for 65 years. There is no requirement on anyone to report known or suspected abuse of a child to anybody. Now, that's our starting point. And
that's Mandate Now's kind of primary position, isn't it? You want to make that a law.
Change that.
Yeah.
We want to change that. And actually, yesterday, the government, in the form of Yvette Cooper, came out to say that this is now going to be part of the Labour Party's election manifesto.
Okay.
So that's a step in the right direction. The Lib Dems have already gone that way. The Conservatives have yet to go that way. We're attempting very hard to persuade them. So we have a framework that's not working. It's why we have a child sex abuse inquiry in England, Wales, Scotland, and in fact going a little further because they adopted the English model, Jersey, St. Helena, and also formerly Australia, which adopted the English model, and all of those countries have now got child sex abuse inquiries. Now, very simply, if no one is required to report, i.e. the report is discretionary, it means that everybody in the place is a whistleblower. Now, we've looked at the child protection policy, and in fact, I wrote to Kate Lampard on the 21st of January 2013, drawing to her attention the flaws in the then child protection policy at Stoke Mandeville, and I have to say that was the most appalling document.
Mm.
And what has improved since then? Well, candidly with you, I still have no clue to whom I, as an individual, as a patient at the hospital, would wish to report. I have no idea what happens after that. I have no idea of the processes. The whole thing is a sort of conflation of wool. And if anybody can actually discern anything from it, and bearing in mind that I understand this subject extremely well and the legal framework, if anybody understands it, good luck, because I don't. And the only people that can hold the hospital to account for the quality of its care and child protection and the protection of vulnerable adults are, in fact, the patients.
Tom, why do you think that this needs to be made compulsory? Why are some people reluctant to report this stuff anyway?
Because everything gets in the way. So much gets in the way of reporting, self-preservation being one thing. Look, if you're a whistleblower, you're effectively going rogue. You have to go rogue to become a whistleblower. You're stepping outside the norms. You then blow the whistle to your bosses, and then the bosses then look at this. And, of course, if you're a whistleblower, by default, you're taking the news nobody wants to hear to the administration that doesn't want to hear it. Now, this is part of the problem.
Mm.
I suspect when the Stoke Mandeville report is released, which is believed to be this week, I suspect we will hear, in fact, I'm certain we will hear, a number of occasions when reports were made and staff did nothing. We've also heard, as we know, and it's been well and widely reported, that nurses were telling children to pretend to be asleep if he comes around.
Mm, yeah.
Now, you know, when you're faced with this, you know, reporting when you may be a single parent with a job, I mean, you know, this is a very difficult business. And by having no law, by grounding everything on discretionary reporting, you know, effectively what's happening is that you're expecting people to wear sort of blue underpants and blue capes and to be a superhero. People aren't. We need everybody on the same side. So in other words, the administration and the staff on the same side to report those people who are suspected of abuse, who may well indeed be, it may be proven that they are criminals. That's what we need. The policy that we've got here at Stoke Mandeville presently, frankly, to put it bluntly, is a shambles. But it's permitted to be a shambles by a very undemanding statutory framework.
Why is it still a shambles, Tom? Why haven't Stoke Mandeville done something? Because obviously, the Jimmy Savile story was incredible.
Yep.
Then you've got this this paediatrician, Michael Salmon, who would quite often abuse young children behind the curtain while their parents were on the other side. These are awful, awful scandals in what used to be regarded as one of the greatest institutions in this country, one of the best hospitals. Why has someone not steamed in and said, right, we need to work from the bottom up and sort this out?
Well, in very simple terms, the Care Quality Commission has gone in. I've read the Care Quality Commission's input into Stoke Mandeville, and they have sort of given Stoke Mandeville a tacit tick, saying that their safeguarding is good. Well, bearing in mind that safeguarding is rarely, you know, as I've said to you, the demands of the statutory framework are so weak. I mean, any organisation that passes a Care Quality Commission inspection, of which part of it is safeguarding, and that safeguarding gets a tick, frankly, any organisation that would fail it would, it would be quite bewildering, because most organisations are made to look like, you know, even if it's a geriatric donkey, is made to look like Arkell after a Care Quality Commission inspection. The standards are exceptionally poor. We know that at Addenbrooke's, we had, once again, we had a cancer specialist behind a curtain abusing boys. We do have a problem because in institutions, we sort of give them an unquestioning respect for the authority of them. And there's the first danger. I mean, it's very interesting that Justice McClellan in Australia, who's running the Royal Commission in Australia into child abuse, he has effectively described these settings, institutional settings, as high-risk locations. They absolutely are, because they're target-rich environments for those with an unhealthy interest in the young.
I'm not a great fan of conspiracy theories, Tom, but I'm really starting to believe the conspiracy theorists who talk about this kind of institutionalised attitude towards child abuse, that it goes really, really high. And no one wants to sort it out, because it would, you know, we would all be shocked by exactly who's been involved in it.
Well, if you look at the Child Abuse Inquiry, and I met Justice Goddard before the meeting that she had with the Home Affairs Select Committee. This was, I think, last week. I mean, days are flying by. Yes, I think it was last week. Here we have someone who's been brought in to turn over all the stones and to go where the slime is. We will find out. I'm not a conspiracist, but I'm absolutely convinced that we are going to be profoundly shocked when things are starting to be revealed.
Interesting the timing of the appointment, of course, with, you know, recent events and people who were integral to the investigation having passed away. Tom, listen, I could talk to you all morning. It's fascinating. Thank you very much indeed. Tom Perry from Mandate Now saying that, the security at Stoke Mandeville in terms of the protection of children and the ability to report child abuse there is shocking.